I don't know that we're close, but we're certainly getting closer. We've made some significant discoveries at the Burnet Institute, and we're partnering with a German biotechnology company to develop a low-cost vaccine for hepatitis C.
And what about the question of treatment for those who contract the virus? Because I gather up until now that the issue has been side effects.
That's right. The previous treatment that was available was associated with significant side effects, and it really stopped a lot of people seeking treatment, and people who did take up the treatment often dropped out of therapy. But the new antivirals are associated with very few side effects. They're incredibly effective. They cure hepatitis C in more than 95% of people. And usually, for a lot of people, it's a one-pill-a-day treatment for 3 months.
How widely available are such treatments? If we look at the Pacific countries, we hear often of the shortage of drugs being available to treat, for example, conditions like TB. I mean, does the same thing apply to hepatitis C, that there are drugs but not necessarily everyone can get them?
Well, that's an issue for hepatitis C antivirals because of their cost. So in Australia, we've been very fortunate that the Australian government has listed the new direct-acting antivirals on the PBS, and they're available to all Australians. The situation is somewhat different in parts of the South Pacific. Some countries have negotiated lower costs for the vaccine, but access to treatment will be a challenge across the Pacific and indeed the whole world to deliver the drugs to the people who really need them.
Now, you talk at the Institute about the four pillars of elimination. You describe these four pillars as the way forward. Can you give us a brief outline of what those four pillars are and how significant they are?
Yeah, sure. So the major issue with hepatitis C is that although there are about 115 million people in the world living with hepatitis C, we probably think that's a significant underestimate because not every country routinely tests, in fact, very few countries routinely test for hepatitis C virus. And so that figure is likely to be an underestimate. So testing is critical to identify people with hepatitis C so that we can actually put those individuals on antiviral therapy. The next important thing is harm reduction. So it's very important to educate people who contract hepatitis C about when they go on DAAs, to educate them, particularly in Australia where most people contract hepatitis C through needle use, in injecting drug use, that they reduce their risk of reinfection and take up harm reduction practices that reduce that risk of reinfection. So then there's treatment. So everybody in Australia with hepatitis C is eligible to receive treatment with the DAAs. And, of course, a vaccine would make an enormous difference to our ability to achieve elimination targets globally because with a vaccine you can prevent infection, and we would actually like to see this vaccine one day used in people who've received treatment so that they are not able to be reinfected with the virus. So those four pillars of elimination, as we call them, are essential to global efforts to reduce the burden of hepatitis C in the community.
So if we go back to the first of those four pillars, namely testing, would I be right to assume that certainly in the Pacific countries that is really the first problem that needs to be sorted out? We need to know more precisely how many people have hepatitis C.
Yeah, that's right. And there's very good oral tests available that use saliva to measure whether a person has antibodies to hepatitis C. But the most important thing with hepatitis C is that because a lot of people have hepatitis C, can actually naturally clear their infection through their immune response, or maybe they've had therapy before and have cleared the virus. To actually distinguish people who have active infection, you need to do a more complicated test to detect the genome of the virus in the blood of the person. And that's really where the limitation comes in. There's really no rapid point-of-care test that can detect the viral genome. So it requires a more complicated and expensive laboratory-based test to detect those molecules of the virus that we need to see before we provide treatment.
So plainly, the mechanisms are there in the case of a vaccine, potentially there, but actually delivering those mechanisms, I suspect, is the major part of the problem in the Pacific. Now, with the World Health Organization saying that they want to eliminate hepatitis C as a public health threat by 2030, that's only 14 years away. I mean, how much pressure does that heap on somebody like you and your colleagues working in the field?
Yeah, I think it's certainly an ambitious challenge. I think in Australia, with the ability to give DAAs to everyone, we can actually be quite ambitious in achieving that goal. Across the rest of the world, I think it's going to be a challenge for every country to really to roll out all of these different requirements to achieve that elimination. And you know, one of the goals that they set is a reduction in HCV related deaths. That means you need to give the antivirals to people who are already having cirrhosis or perhaps late stage fibrosis, so that they don't progress to liver cancer or liver related death. So it is a mechanism also where we need to think about who we're providing treatment to most effectively achieve those elimination goals.